Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling home.
Welcome to episode 45 of our Planet Earth series, in which we look at our home planet.
Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless.
The Suomi National Polar Orbiting Platform satellite, otherwise known as Suomi NPP, has been in orbit for more than 10 years. It was conceived as a bridge between many of the Earth Observing System satellite capabilities of the 1990s and 2000s and what became the Joint Polar Satellite System of the 2010s. Suomi NPP is a joint venture between two United States government agencies, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The satellite was named to honor Werner Suomi, a pioneer in early meteorological satellite observations. It carries five Earth-observing instruments that take measurements similar to several instruments on the three Earth-observing system flagship missions. These three satellites are called Terra, Aqua, and Aura. As their names suggest, their primary foci are land, sea, and air. The first joint polar satellite was called JPSS-1 before launch. Once in orbit around the Earth in 2017, it was renamed NOAA 20, this being the 20th low-orbit satellite operated by NOAA since 1970. Three more JPSS launches are planned over the next decade, continuing these vital weather and environmental observations into the 2030s. JPSS is scheduled for launch in September of this year, or at least it was, and was to be renamed NOAA 21 if the launch and checkout were successful. The launches of JPSS-3 and JPSS-4 are planned on successive five-year intervals after the JPSS launch.
Years ago, a remarkable suite of instruments took to the skies aboard the first of a series of polar orbiting weather satellites known as the Joint Polar Satellite System. This is the story of the satellite that led the way. It has measured storms, fires, volcanoes, and oceans, changing the way we view the Earth, improving our weather forecasts, and carrying on critical long-term measurements of our planet.
Three, two, main engine start, 1, 0, and liftoff.
On October 28th, 2011, the Suomi NPP satellite lifted off on a Delta II rocket from Vandenberg, California. Named after Werner Suomi, who invented the first spin scan camera to observe weather from space, the satellite marked the beginning of another new era, the Joint Polar Satellite System. A mission to provide valuable weather and environmental data into the 2030s. And during the last decade, Suomi NPP has become well known for its blue marble images and also its day-night band, which show us power outages after storms and human activities at night, such as highways, sea travel, and natural gas flares. Continuing observations begun by satellites like NASA's Terra, Aqua, and Aura, it allows for a number of products that help people on the ground. Its data allows us to map wildfires, track the movement of wildfire smoke, and then measure the air quality as that smoke moves through an area. Measure the insides of hurricanes and reveal the structure and intensity of a storm, and the ocean surface temperature that fuels it. Track the health of major crops worldwide by showing how they're impacted by weather and temperature. And measure emissions from volcanoes that help determine air quality and visibility for pilots. Over the last 10 years, NPP data has increased our understanding of major events, like the life cycle of Hurricane Sandy, the carbon released by Australian bushfires, Saharan dust storms across the Atlantic, and emissions decreases from the global pandemic. The Joint Polar Satellite System's next satellite launched 6 years later in 2017, and its sister satellites will launch over the next decade, continuing these kinds of vital measurements in the years to come.
Good afternoon. I'm Satya Kalluri. I'm the program scientist for the NOAA Joint Polar Satellite System. JPSS is celebrating 10 years of its first risk reduction satellite, SWOMI NPP. SWOMI NPP heralded new measurements in LEO orbit for NOAA. This includes the VIRS image that has a day-night band. It has infrared channels that are designed to measure very high temperatures. VIRS temperature measurements are used to measure fire radiator power, which measures emissions from forest fires in California. I can see aerosols and dust and smoke traveling across the continental U.S. It has the advanced microwave sounder, or ATMS, and it also has the ozone sounder called OMS, as well as an infrared sounder. And these four sensors together on SWOMI NPP heralded new observations to NOAA. While SWOMI NPP is celebrating 10 years this year, NOAA 20 that was launched after SWOMI NPP continues to perform flawlessly in orbit. And in 2022, we plan to launch the next satellite, JPSS-2. Thank you.
And SWOMI NPP has many unique capabilities. Among them is a day-night camera that has allowed for significant advances in our ability to monitor the Earth at night. These show electrical storms, volcanic glow, city lights, highways, and guarded national frontiers. The images are used to track power outages after storms. Flares from gas wells also reveal themselves. Selected science products from SWOMI NPP and NOAA 20 are used to produce unified, multi-decadal data records that are key to understanding and quantifying global change.
For the last decade, a wealth of essential data has been streaming back to Earth from satellites in the Joint Polar Satellite System, a collaboration between NASA and NOAA. Onboard suites of instruments measure nearly everything you can think of. Over land, they measure vegetation, fires, droughts, snowfall, and ice cover, just to name a few. Over the oceans, sea surface temperatures and algal blooms. And in the atmosphere, clouds, rainfall, heat, smoke, dust storms, ozone, and air quality. These data feed our daily weather forecasts, helping weather models see further into the future to predict severe weather like hurricanes, tornadoes, and snowstorms, and monitor our changing climate. In 2022, NASA and NOAA will launch JPSS-2, the next mighty bird in the JPSS program.